Ag still waiting to take flight. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Well, latest right now is the FAA. We're sort of waiting in a holding pattern.
There's still a growing interest in the ag community about the use of unmanned aerial vehicles or drones. But according to American Farm Bureau Congressional Relations Director R.J. Carney, there's still a lengthy process before those final rules are released.
So we're looking really anywhere for the FAA to release the final rule somewhere within 16 to 24 months. So that's going to put us anywhere from the fall of 2016 to the spring of 2017. So we got a long way to go, but we are happy that the FAA has finally began the process for the commercial use and allow farmers and ranchers to utilize this new technology.
R.J. Carney says the FAA has approved about 550 exemptions to date and considering some 1,200 more. Initially, the agency received about 4,500 comments overall on the proposed rule, and while some farmers have already started using the technology personally, Carney says they can't for commercial purposes.
A farmer who just wants to go over and fly their fields for fun, taking pictures, for the enjoyment of the idea of flying a drone, that is acceptable. But if the farmer is going to attach a camera that is going to help with any type of crop maintenance or any type of crop and pest management over their fields that are going to go in and sold for a commercial business, then that is considered commercial business and would be illegal by the FAA, and that farmer would need a Section 333 exemption in order to fly that drone.
Carney says Japan and other countries like France, England, and Australia are already using unmanned aerial vehicles in agricultural production.
Drones would be a complementary tool for precision agriculture, and it's going to be the next tool in the toolbox.
For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.